Epic Book List, recommended reading for April 3rd to 9th. This week, we feature a look at the mysteries surrounding Amelia Earhart's final flight and a heartwarming collection of letters between a British bookseller and a book-loving New Yorker. Biography. The Ordeal of Thomas Hutchison. By Bernard Balin. Winner of two Pulitzer Prizes and a National Book Award, one for this book, Bernard Balin was a leading historian of the 20th century. Originally published during the nation's bicentennial, this brilliant work was recently republished by Harvard Press for the semiquincentennial. It tackles the complexity of Hutchison's position as governor of Massachusetts during the early days of the American Revolution. An insightful biographical study of a man struggling to stave off what he viewed as impending disaster. Belknap Press, 1976, 448 pages. Science Fiction. Artemis. By Andy Weir. Jasmine Bechara is looking to make a quick fortune. She lives on Artemis, a town on the moon, Earth's first lunar colony. Artemis's currency are slugs, and Jazz wants lots of them, 416,922, to start. She will try almost any get-rich-quick scheme to get them. Many of these end badly. Then, she finds herself entangled with Brazilian mobsters, Artemis's authorities, and potentially the future of the colony's existence. A fast-paced, amusing, and exciting adventure ensues. Ballantine Books, 2017, 320 pages. Aviation History. Lost, Amelia Earhart's Three Mysterious Deaths and One Extraordinary Life. By Rachel Hartigan. When Amelia Earhart disappeared on a flight from New Guinea to Howland Island, it created the 20th century's greatest aviation mystery. This book combines a biography of Earhart's life, a look at the round-the-world flight in which she disappeared, and an examination of the various attempts to uncover what really happened. Written by a participant in a 21st-century expedition seeking her remains on Nikumaroro Island, it's a measured examination of the various theories explaining what happened. National Geographic, 2026, 320 pages. Nonfiction. The Power of Regret, How Looking Backward Moves Us Forward. By Daniel H. Pinker. Pinker begins this guide by demonstrating why those who claim to have no regrets are dead wrong. Drawing on two large-scale international surveys, he shares scores of regrets submitted by real people. Along the way, he shows readers how confronting regrets and dealing with them in an imaginative way can help us become more successful in our work and personal relationships. It can even make us better people. Here is a witty, practical book that entertains while offering solid advice. Riverhead Books, 2022, 256 pages. Classics. 84, Charing Cross Road. By Helene Hanf. Though it was first published in 1970, this sweet memoir composed completely of transatlantic letters dates back to 1949, when New Yorker Helene Hanf began ordering books from London's Marks & Company antiquarian bookshop on Charing Cross. Soon this correspondence developed into a friendship between Hanf and the staff, particularly buyer Frank Dole. If you're a book lover, or if you just want to read the story of a true and beautiful friendship, this is a must-read. Also highly recommended is the 1987 film. Penguin Books, 1990, 112 pages. For Kids. The Enormous Turnip. By Kathy Parkinson. Grandfather planted a turnip seed that grew and grew until he couldn't pull it up alone. So he called grandmother, and they still couldn't pull it up. So, she called their granddaughter, who called the dog, who called the cat, until at last, the great turnip came out. This engaging cumulative folktale is perfect for the coming planting season. Albert Whitman and Company, 1986, 32 pages. What arts and culture topics would you like us to cover? Please email ideas or feedback to features@epictimes.nyc.